What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Do you know what Cream Fiend is?
They sell Nangs, nitrous oxide canisters for making...
Cakes.
Yeah, but yeah. They'll deliver them to you any time of day, night. So yeah, Cream Fiend.
How to not comedy. Let's
how
go.
How to not comedy.
That's
why am I here?
How to not comedy, step one, don't do it here. That's my... I just want to say, I want to air some grievances. I agreed to do the podcast on the condition that it was in my suburb in a lovely house that none of us could afford. And then I'm like, yeah, okay, let's do it. And then I get sent to an address for some fucking freaky compound that, like, I think I've broken into this place on Splinter Cell and had to take out henchmen, I think.
Well, I need some place to do it. I can't do it at my parents' house forever. So
why not? You're living there.
You're going to live there forever.
unless the podcast takes off and then you can move into this shed full time.
It's like if Rogan didn't have a house and just live with that wolf in the studio.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. How to not comment.
Yep. So now we're doing it here. Well, until I get a house.
Oh, anyway, thanks for having us on the podcast.
Oh, thanks, Elliot.
Yeah, great fair.
Yeah, thanks for having Elliot on for the second time. And also, what was this bullshit interview that you guys did last week?
That was horrific. Elliot just wanted to leave the whole time.
He did. He texted me at one point. He goes, I've tried to wrap this up 3 times.
Yeah. You would not let him go. Just like, hey,
he was playing RuneScape on his phone.
Yeah, but were you guys treating it like a proper interview?
Yeah, we were trying to be nice. I was just... You know, he's on TV. He's a celebrity now.
Once for 4 minutes. What do you think? There's nothing you can ask him.
You've asked him all the questions. Oh, no, he had, like, a little bit... Because I watched it. Like, he had his crappy interviews that he did. He was just so nervous.
Oh, yeah.
But he did well.
Yeah.
No, it was...
Elliot not rebuttal. Well enough for a proper interview, I don't think.
Yeah, you wouldn't have him on Rogan after just doing that 5 minutes on ABC.
Hey.
It's SBS Viceland. Thank you very much.
This is the type of podcast you get to do after national finalist in Raw.
Yeah.
Were you happy with that? Because it was pretty cool.
Yeah, look, I think I've gotten better since then. Like, looking back on how I was in April and then looking at my stats now, I'm going, yeah, I think I've gotten a little bit better.
You certainly dab more.
Yeah, oh, I dabbed like 3 times in the thing.
That's not what I asked you, but all right. No, I would say you're obviously better now, but like, did you record it or is it on YouTube? Like,
it's on YouTube, yeah. Melbourne.
So you have it forever?
Yeah.
That's good.
I can send a YouTube link to Bookers and be like, look, it's me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you know, you obviously know the answer to this question. Do you know how many views it has right now?
Like 1.4K?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not bad for a one. Are you the highest one out of...
I think Catherine Thomas has more.
Okay. I knew I could ask him these questions because I know he has the answers to them.
Yeah,
just
refreshing it every day.
Like, yeah. I would know these stats, like, straight away.
Are you giving people business cards?
So she has a little bit more than you.
I need to print more business cards. I think I ran it. I don't think I can hear you in that.
I can't hear your mic.
Elliot doesn't have headphones on. Oh, no, he does.
Two of the guests.
It's all but that mic.
Adam should be...
Not again.
Wait, do you mean Adam? Adam
Ronan.
Yeah, he should be your Jamie.
Yeah,
that'd be funny. And we can just abuse Adam and be like, Adam, look up. Again, go on Tor browser for me right now. Get yourself arrested.
He's so old, he'd start pulling out encyclopedias, though.
Oh, that sucks.
He's not that.
It's all his references.
That yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. 100%. I'll 100% give you that.
He has old.
Oh, we don't have to delete this, do we?
Yeah, it's like the...
Good thing my mic wasn't on for that, eh?
Speaking of the mic, James.
What was that?
Adam, no one knows who the butcher is. You got to tell us. Educate the people. No one... I've seen it once where the whole crowd was like... They were all 90 and they went... Like, they laughed to themselves and chuckled. Explain who it is. We don't know. Delete that. Don't.
Yeah, no. I've been in Newcastle since I was like 12.
All right.
And I only just know vaguely that there was a crime reported on once. And that's what he's referencing.
I know because of him. Like,
yeah, and it's not like a dingo ate my baby. Like, that everyone knows.
Well, he's not referencing the Pasha Bulka or like Andrew Johns. Like, it's a one-off news story.
Yeah, nothing else.
Yeah, like, he's going to listen to this and be like, good. Pasha Bulka joke. Here we go.
And fuck that pun you do about the Holocaust.
That's truly had enough
comedy.
Hey!
You gave him shit last time.
Adam, I love you. I'll suck your penis.
Hey, Luke at Stockton has had enough comedy. Am I right, guys?
Yep.
Had enough pussy as well, if I'm honest.
Did you get laid?
How was it?
That's what I did. I just left because I was like, I don't... Because I knew I'd have to go last.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was the same as if I'd stayed and done a set, honestly.
Yeah, but so not like great.
Fluid that came out.
What was wrong with what? Somebody explain to me what happened.
No, it was just like, definitely not.
Compared to Krananka, how bad was it?
No, it was just like...
Oh, fucking horrific.
Yeah,
it was my best set ever.
Disinterested people is fine, but they were like so drunk.
It was 15
so
bogan
loud.
Drunk cunts.
And then one of them, they convinced one of them to get up. And he literally, I think one of the, like, he got up, he pulled the mic out. One of his friends said, "That looks like the first time you took a dick out." Or something. Like, he didn't do it right, but he tried to say something like that. And everyone went nuts. Done. Like, we're done. This is what they want. Like, and he was saying the dumbest shit. And, like, everyone that came out would just be, like, just fucking shaken and like so mortified. Like Liam, I think, was straight after his set. Like he
was scared straight.
He had the gay.
Scared straight.
The gay was hated out of him. Yeah. Like anytime you cross a river to go to a place, they're like, "We've never seen homosexuals." Thank you very much.
Yeah, he did have that 1,000-yard stare.
And my whole set was gonna be. Yeah, to take a fucking ferry to get to the... Like, I was just going to shit on them for, like, 10 minutes.
Why
I was like, there's
it?
No way they're going to like that.
Oh, because you want a pussy.
You got to know
yeah,
the...
Yeah,
well, because I preferred to. I didn't want. Yeah. Yeah.
I almost got tackled for insulting people from Stockton.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you nearly got tackled.
You went up there ready to fight.
That's what I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, first set in a while. And I was like, I'll try to do some jokes, and then they just weren't listening. I was like, oh, fuck it.
Fuck you, cunts. Let's insult their culture.
That's how to not comedy.
And Jesus was a pedophile.
Culture. They're white. What? Putting a pineapple on a burger. That's their culture. The Aussie burger. It has a pineapple on it.
Yeah. So, eating beetroot. I've
have
never
you
seen,
seen
any other culture eat beetroot.
No, nah, it's awful. Beetroot. Dirt root fuck. Have you seen the El Maco?
Yeah, it's
yeah.
When was
it?
It's back. When was it here?
No, that's exactly what I thought. I was like, this has never existed. And they're like, it's back better than ever.
Back from demand. It's like, what? Is it just a Big Mac with jalapenos?
Yeah.
I thought it was a Big Mac asleep with a mustache. But no, oh, apparently it's just a Big Mac with jalapenos.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Can't
yeah,
say
no, and then there's the kids, El Maco, and they just lock it in a cage at the border.
It's just separated from the bigger Mac. That's how I got one
Malice Mac.
Oh, man.
Can I play RuneScape now?
What's the Wi-Fi password?
It's on the wall over there, Elliot.
I got a good story for you if you want to fucking...
Yeah. Yeah.
So
anyway, anything else?
You just want to play RuneScape, you little fuck? Listen, you cut down trees for 4 hours.
Dude, the gameplay's actually really sick.
I fucking love RuneScape. I'm making fun of him, not RuneScape.
Oh,
RuneScape
yeah.
is sick. That's why I made the wood room. You got to fucking get those campfires going, baby. So I was at one of my work, and my boss just came up to me with... I was at the Donut King. Because she came up to me with a donut.
Yeah.
And it just had a birthday candle in it, and it was lit, and she's just staring at me. And I'm like, it's not my fucking birthday, bitch. Like, what? She's like, you take this, you sing happy birthday to that man over there. I'm like, what?
No.
And she like point, yeah, I swear to God, she's like,
no.
You in band, you sing happy birthday.
I play guitar.
So, yeah, I've only ever told her I'm a guitar player. So she's like, you sing, you in band, you sing. I was like, fucking crap. And then, but I've had situations happen like this so many times that I was just like, in my brain, I was like, just deal with it. Like, just go and do it. Just get out of the
how
way.
How old was this
just
person?
Say
was
no.
he retired?
I swear. No, he's like 90. Like, old.
Jesus. Oh, yeah.
But
is
this
retarded.
Is how crazy it gets. So, in my head, I'm like, decided, just do it. Get it done. It'll be fine. And then I go, I don't know his name. So, I go up to her. I was like, oh, what's his name? So, I can say, happy birthday. She doesn't know his name. This is what she says. She goes, just mumble through that bit. I swear to Christ. I swear that's what she said.
Hey, listen, lady, the only reason you get away with that is because you're from another country. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm just like, and I'm so blown away by this. I'm just like, okay. So I did it. I took the cake out. I was like, this should be fun. There's a whole, I swear to God, there's a whole group of like 6 90-year-olds sitting there. And I come out and they've never seen me before. And I've just come out with a fucking candle, a donut on fire. It's been like, and I just start going, happy birthday. Obviously, I can't sing. So I'm just going, I'm just saying it basically. And then I get to the point where I have to say his name and I go, happy birthday, dear. And I just stare at him. I didn't know. I just locked eyes with him. And then I looked at everyone else and was like, and then one of them goes, Tommy? And I was like, Tommy! Happy birthday! And I just put it down. I was like, thanks, folks. It was insane. And I just went, I like stared at my boss. I was like, you're insane. You're so insane.
That's so funny. You got, that's, wait,
100% true.
You got to do that on stage.
That happened yesterday.
So. You got to do that on stage.
I got another one for you.
Yes.
This is from the other workplace. This is from the kebab store.
Another one.
This is how like crazy everyone that I'm near
came
is.
Came out with a kebab with a can of weather.
You take this. You don't speak to them. So we have like, we give out like free lollies. Like at the front of the kebab shop, and for Christmas they're giving out free candy canes. Very festive. So there's candy canes, and then there's a statue of Santa, like a little statue they've brought. So there's this woman that walked past, and she didn't buy a kebab, and she just goes to get herself candy canes. So immediately I'm like, fuck this piece of shit. But then she's taken the candy canes, she goes away, and then she turns around and stares at the mini Santa, and she says to herself, Santa doesn't have any candy canes. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I just take a step back and I'm staring at her. And she just goes up to the little mini Santa, takes some candy canes out, puts them in his beard, puts them in his like hair, puts them in his hand. She's like, that's good. Santa has candy canes out. Still saying this to herself. And I'm like, okay. And then I just keep trying to back away. And she looks at me. She's like, did you have any candy canes? And I'm like, yeah. And then there's a trolley boy behind me, behind her, that literally looks like James. Like a big dude with a beard. Swear to God, like has a big red beard. She sees him and goes, he doesn't have any candy canes. And he just looks at me, looks at her, and he's like, what the... And she goes up to him, puts 2 candy canes in his beard.
No.
Now, the only other thing I'll mention, this guy's been getting festive for Christmas, so every day of December, he has put a little bauble in his beard.
He's so adding one each day.
So he's probably up to like 9 at this point.
That's funny.
So that's the only reason she would have thought to do this. But they've never met each other. So she just puts that in. He's staring at her. I'm staring at him. Like we're all just mind blown. Then as she's walking away, his friend says like, what the fuck? Or like, fuck that bitch. She hears that.
Yeah.
Turns around and goes, what the fuck did you say to me? And they're just like, they're shocked. She's just screaming at him. And then she's like, I'm going to go get security. Goes to get security. Can't find anyone, obviously, because no one gives a shit at this place. And then comes back to me and goes, those boys just told me to fuck off. You should watch for them. And then pauses, looks around and goes, Merry Christmas. And just walks away. And I'm just standing there with my eyes wide like, I need to leave. I can't.
Okay, yeah.
I can't be in this place.
So, the first one you can do on stage.
That was too much.
Not so much. But I do like that story a lot. Man. That's so funny.
Thank you.
Dude, Merry Christmas. The stories you get from working at that place.
It's the only reason I'm still there.
Yeah.
Does anyone else want to talk? I mean,
how the fuck are we going to top that?
Come of the day or fucking.
Oh, yeah. I got a story.
Oh, please.
It's
anyway, guys.
That's the only bit Elliot's going to do this whole time, apparently.
We're getting to it early. I just like pulled out the other day and shot my load and it went.
Oh, he's actually fucking. God. I didn't know.
He's actually having sex.
Wait.
Oh my God.
I pulled out and shot my load. Yeah.
Okay. Are those kids still here?
Sorry. No, they've gone.
Keep going.
Yeah. And doggy style.
Oh,
so
my Christ.
Images.
See ya. Like, it's not her fault. It's his fault. Fuck. That's not good. Oh, picturing man. Ethan just blank face.
Oh, man. Every thrush, he loses the brain cell.
It's like Nangs. Sorry.
Doing that fucking squeal.
Her voice is real low. Please, fuck me harder.
Anyway, sorry. You pulled out and you cum went everywhere. I interrupted.
No. My cum didn't just go everywhere. It projectile, like, over her, over the whole bed, and then, like, onto my wall. So it was, like, a good 3 meters.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Good distance.
Good effort.
Why are you telling us? That's like telling, hey guys, I took a big shit the other day. You guys want to hear about it?
Oh, man.
Oh, that also died.
I'll tell you a big shit story if I got one, but I don't have it.
I don't know. We're just in a shed where it looks like they dissolve bodies in acid, and we're just talking about sex crimes. And
The Sopranos was filmed here.
At my work the other day, I had a woman call up. I don't know. I can't disclose who I work. I'm a comedian as my job. This lady calls up and she goes, "Oh yeah, I'm sorry." It's mid sentence. So she didn't think it was relevant. She goes, "Yeah, I'm working part time." So yeah, it's just the whole thing. And I was like,
sorry,
just to give context to her thing.
Her call.
"Oh, but our systems show you're working full time." I was like, "No, I've been working 3 days a week." It's like, when did you start working 3 days a week? Oh, at the start of the year. See, we've been paying you 5 days a week since the start of the year. Did you not tell anyone that you're working 3 days?
And now you've rang up to dob yourself in.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
So this woman's been like $40,000 overpaid. That's the payback.
Like almost double.
It's like one of those situations where she just didn't think of it, and she's just spent that money already.
Just been getting fucking fingered.
There's no way she didn't think about it. When she's like, "I'm going to go from 5 days a week down to three," she must have been like, "I need to cut costs."
And when you're seeing the paychecks and being like,
"Yeah,
she is an idiot.
She's still buying bottles at the club on a fucking part-time income.
Yeah.
Like
this
bullshit.
3 days still pays the same.
She absolutely knows. And she's probably been like, "Actually, the price on the shelf, I actually get it for free now. I can keep the money because I tricked you."
So continue. Calls up.
Yeah, and so I went to my manager. I was like, "Oh, this is
we need to put this lady in jail.
This is not good.
This is like
we need to call those RoboDebt guys."
Yeah,
who's the guy that went to prison for like tax evasion? This is like that level.
Wesley Snipes. Yeah,
thank you.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, so I go back to her and I was like, "You've been grossly overpaid. Here's my manager, right? Turn that later.
I can't do this.
This is insane. I passed it to my manager. She goes, "Oh, I'll just pay it back in full." Like, the money I was like, "Where did you pull this money from?"
Investment banker.
Yeah, he's just a banker.
Is she a N-word?
Don't blank that.
Yeah, and then apparently she said, my manager, "Oh, yeah, my husband, like, works in massages, so he can just pay back in full."
Whoa, massages! Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Like, insane.
40K's worth of oils? Like, what the fuck?
So, yeah, but yeah, it was insane. I was like, where are you pulling this $40,000 from? This is crazy.
It's like adult money, though. Like,
yeah, well, yeah.
No, it's not. Know. I'm an adult. I don't have 40 grand just to pay back.
No. When you start dressing like an adult, you'll be considered an adult. You still dress like him.
I'm wearing a collar right now.
Yeah,
so
he's the best dressed out of all of us. He looks the oldest.
Mitch looks like he's a kid going to Movie World.
That's exactly what you're dressed like an 11-year-old going to Movie World.
Yeah. Dressed like you couldn't ever afford to go to Movie World.
I dress like I do drugs in the car park of Movie World.
He dresses like he tried to get a job as like a janitor, but they were like, "We have kids here, sir." And try Dream World, maybe.
I was going to say, when we rocked into this weird shed place, there were just children everywhere. I was like,
"This is not
going to." I don't have a working with children check. Not because I've done anything wrong. I just don't know.
Someone said, "We're just putting on a comedy show. So we thought you'd fucking booked us for some show that you didn't tell." You should have seen the looks we gave each other. We were like, "What the fuck?" We're about to kick some ass.
But no. I was not prepared.
Man. Next time. I'll get an audience.
That would be pretty funny, though. Like.
Yeah, that would be horrific. Oh, man. No, I'm glad that they're letting me use their place. She hasn't listened to the podcast yet, but if she ever does, I think that'll be the last time.
Yeah, she was like, "Hey, can we get a picture?" Like, what? Why?
Yeah, thanks for the photo opportunity, she said. I was like, you don't know who we are.
No, they run like a Facebook page for this joint, so it's like some sort of maker space for people to come in and just make shit.
Make a career out of podcasting.
Yeah, no.
I'm glad you shook your head for the punchline in the audio podcast.
Well, we're the only ones listening right now and ever, so yeah. Wait, what?
Boink.
Yeah. What was that? Well,
zoinks. Well,
that was a noisy man when he shot his load.
Zoinks.
Zoinks.
I'm really getting into the Shaggy character there.
Scoob.
Scoob.
Oh, fuck. I had to change my fucking message tone because it scares the shit out of my dog.
Do you actually have like a 90s, like, it's a thing message? Like, who doesn't have marimba or whatever? Like, that's what everyone's got. I didn't know there were other options.
I had to go that shit because my dog...
He's got Crazy Frog. He bought it for like $11.
I thought they were just viruses. I didn't know that they were real things that you
Crazy pay. Frog.
We're paying $11 to get 11 seconds of an MP3.
You get the artwork as well. That's why.
Did you ever do that thing on like the old phones where you had to like actually put in the tones and like make your own fucking ringtone?
Yeah, you had like mono. Yeah, you press buttons and it does. Yeah. Like, so you can make your own.
What?
Yeah. So you can make like a tune.
Give you the number.
No, I never saw that. That's fucked.
And go on the internet and get like the whole. It's kind of like tab, and you just like, you put punching in the numbers like press Holy five four times and then shit. Press eight six. Times.
That's what Skrillex did.
Grew a fringe, did that.
That's right,
dude.
Know.
We're all just one undercut away from being a huge star. Lean into
I'm
it.
I'm not doing it.
That still sounds like Transformer porn to me. I don't know if that's such like a hack.
like it's like just him. Like I'm not saying that music, but he goes. Yeah. It's so like mechanical. Yeah. And like if you put that over every Transformer transforming, it would be so perfect. Like it's crazy. What a hack. 2011 this dubstep's really crazy, right guys? Fucking dubstep.
Oh fuck. So you still you did a live gig a little while ago, didn't you? With your band? Are you still doing music?
Yeah. I'm still going. still going.
What band are you in, Luke? Plug it.
What's the name of the band?
Any EPs coming? Any projects?
I play an anal cunt. look them up. Good band.
What you did instead of the Stockton gig?
Anal cunt.
You played an anal cunt.
Just cunt.
Just cunt.
Too gross. No anal. Too fat to go anal.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a load.
When you search Luke Dillon on the internet, it comes up with
Is
Luke
it just
Dillon
a black footballer?
Bro surfer. Oh, let's see.
Because I've done this.
Yeah, Luke. No, it's a weird-looking white guy.
He's a handsome white guy.
Handsome white guy.
Hotter than me?
Absolutely. You're disgusting.
He's a surfer. Okay.
Luke Dillon,
oh,
bro
yeah,
surfer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that
Luke
guy
Dillon,
is way hotter.
Sport?
Yeah. Yeah.
The funniest one, there's
like a tight end or something.
There's a Newcastle comic called Ethan Andrews, and he did a web series that was on YouTube. But when you type in Ethan Andrews, the top result is this like softcore fake wrestling gay porn thing.
Yeah,
there's,
what
so
I
there's
want.
Like 400 videos, and everyone's like, Ethan is so tight, and, and I'm, like, I'm just looking for some comedy, dude. I swear.
Five stars. Has anyone seen Ethan's little boy pussy? It's fucking sick.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, man. It's bussy these days. You got to get with the
Do people say that?
Bussy.
Bussy.
Yeah, for sure.
Where? Bussy. Is that?
Bussy.
Oh, shit.
Of course you know that.
Yeah.
Well, he's the only one that fucks dudes. So he would know that.
I just got it. Bussy boy. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was thinking it was just a weird way to say pussy. I was like, what are you talking about?
No. Yeah. Boy pussy. Bussy. There you go, listener. You learned something today.
Are you thinking he's talking about like the meme B font?
Yeah,
a bussy.
I'm like, okay.
That's
like,
definitely what he thought.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I like how we got all the funny stuff out before Mitch got here.
Yeah.
Did we really? Jesus Christ.
That's anyway, hard. Guys, make sure you find us on YouTube, on iTunes, rate us 2 stars. And
I don't think this
really
is on iTunes.
The podcast out if you rate us 2 stars.
Is this on iTunes, or do you just like murder people and put tapes everywhere? The detective just has to put them together.
I just fucking stick these to fucking signposts.
I'm just gonna plug my social medias. I'd be on RuneScape.
My name's BananaBob13. I'll be in World 106. I'm trying to beat the Dragon's Quest. If anyone wants to come help me,
yeah,
I really need
that.
Fucking.
I beat it already.
So I used to. What I used to do is like I played it for ages, but my parents wouldn't let me become a member, and that was a big. That was a big thing in my household. Yeah. I couldn't become a member, and I couldn't get any better shit, and I was fucking pissed.
I also had this issue.
Yeah. So I used to hack people. So I used to do the thing where you'd be like. Yeah. Jagex admin, give me your fucking... And this would work in 2004 or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. You'd be like, Jagex... And I'm literally like 9 and I'm probably hacking adults. Like, yeah. Jagex admin, give me your name, address and password and I'll give you full blah, 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 blah. And they would do it. And you'd get these sick accounts and you'd change the thing immediately and you'd log back in and be like, yeah! Fuck you guys!
This,
I was like a 9-year-old hacker.
Yeah,
it was fucking crazy.
Yeah, I thought I was like 7. And yeah. This kid at school was like... It's like 2 years older than me. It was like, oh, give me a username and password. I'll help you out. And I gave it to him. And my mom used to play RuneScape with me on my account. And so she found out.
Wow.
She found out. She's like, where are we? It's like, oh, Travis must have done that.
Where are we?
Bitch, why am I in the wilderness? What are you doing to me, Elliot?
And all this sick shit and a brand new like membership like account. Like, he paid for membership on my account.
So he actually made it sick.
Yeah, and then my mom was like... I'm calling the school. Confronted this, like, 9-year-old.
I've been trying to level up this shit for so fucking long, and this kid comes in here and takes it all away. You're an adult, woman.
Oh, man.
That's so funny.
Confronts a 9-year-old.
Yeah, the kid never talked to me ever again, because I'm just yelling.
So did your mum think that he stole it?
Yeah, well, she thinks he, like, bullied me into giving me...
Did he, though? It sounds like he was pretty nice.
Yeah, both. I was like 9.
Maybe he bullied you initially because you're a young idiot, but then he gave you... Like, what? You couldn't have done that.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I think that's...
Oh, yeah, my mum, like, yelled at him and shit, and I was like, ah, oh, shit.
We were meant to earn that rune armor! He didn't have a million GP before I got here!
Me and my mum were playing, we're walking along, and someone died and dropped, like, 50k in gold, which, like, it wasn't a lot, but, like, it was a lot for
them.
Us.
Oh, yeah.
And we picked it up, and we were so scared that we just logged out immediately. We just let it offline for the rest of the day, just in case Jagex came for us.
Also, that's such not a two-player game. Like, that's so funny. Like,
so what
it's mouse and click.
Clicking the mouse? Like,
well,
your mum gets one.
You just
click,
talk about, like, what you're going to do.
Well,
and,
I had
like...
no idea. Like, it was just bondage. But then we just,
My parents were, like, video games of the devil. Like, they didn't know. And I was just a god.
Tight. Just fucking Jewish. Like, nah, you're not getting the $10 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Like, no fucking way. And then, like, really, like, you got to go outside and, like, fucking... associate with the other kids.
Yeah, you're old though, so you're playing like Pong or something.
Don't commit crimes. Can you go on like spray paint a wall or something? Do something productive.
What we did, beat up with the other kids.
Do you remember our special attacks in this game? How you
pick
press
on the one Indian
and you go like boom and you hit them like randomly, like a bigger hit. Anyway, that's his own.
No, I think I do.
This is not funny.
This is now a RuneScape podcast.
Yeah. There's weapons where you can do like you normally hit and then there's also a special attack button. You go boom and it's sick. Maybe I'm like 3 weeks grinding out, he finally get this weapon, and we call my daddy, and we're like, "Dad, watch this."
And it's just the shittiest. It's like a shitty animation. Yeah.
It's like my marriage is dead. I haven't slept with my wife for 4 months.
Yeah, I hate
playing RuneScape.
I hate my wife and my oldest son. These fucking facts.
Exactly.
Is
how
my
it
wife
was.
Cheating on me with my son?
Just a shitty animation. Boom. Cool guys. Yeah. I'm gonna get back to the
he doesn't get it. I'm gonna get back to working. Yeah. To paying the bills where I fight fires.
I'm going to the shop to buy cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah. Never coming I'm gonna back. Provide for my family so I can spend it on RuneScape membership.
$13 a month so you can have like some cape that no one else can get.
How many capes have you got now, Ethan?
I don't know, dude. It's a fucking problem, all right?
I tell you what was good. I used to play Mop Escape. Does anyone remember
Mop
that?
Escape. Yeah.
And so you just log in and...
Mop Escape, it's...
You just
can't speak.
It's after a Dodge Mopar, like the car.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't give a fuck about it. So. I'm not into that nerd shit.
He can't fit into most cars, so he doesn't really care.
I'm more into vans. White vans. Yeah. Unmarked. No,
it's like RuneScape on steroids, right? Like, it's like fucking...
Yeah, but
so
you,
is
can,
it
you can... No, you...
Or cars.
It's RuneScape.
No, it's
RuneScape.
RPG.
But everyone has admin powers. So you go in there and you're like, oh, look at this party hat. It's like, it's worth $2 bill in real thing. And then you just keep spamming it. And then you've got like multiple full inventories full of these party hats. But they're worth nothing because no one gives a fuck because they can just spawn themselves. It's just like 2 hours that you play and then you're like, this is actually shit.
So you realize like, oh, we're all on the same level. There's no point to this game.
You're just like, look, I could just put my attack up to 99.
Yeah.
And you do it and then you're like, all right, now what do I do? Because everyone's 99.
But if you want to break it down. That's every game. Like, what's the point of doing this?
Like, when I was playing actual RuneScape, that epiphany of like, this is just fucking stupid. Like, why am I doing this? That would have been perfect.
And fucking 10 years later, he's still doing it.
Yeah. Well, how many 99s do you have?
Yeah, not any. No.
How many do you have?
Oh, I don't fucking know, dude. Like 13 or something.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. That's good.
He got one last week.
Yeah.
Got another one.
So you'd have like health, attack, defense. Like, it'd be all the standard. Like, you probably have fishing.
No.
Or you'd have wood cutting.
97.
You'd have fire. Like,
I got fire making the other day. I don't have wood cutting. That's fucking awful.
Is that hard to level up?
It's just fucking.
You just need to take a lot of drugs. That's what our friend did.
Yeah, I don't smoke enough weed anymore.
He fucking.
Yeah, weed's really. Like, you really focus.
Zone in.
You do nothing. Like, it's just click. And like, I played Diablo so high and just like, oh, this is great.
That was good.
Yeah. It was.
I tried to get into StarCraft high too, but I couldn't do it because I was too concerned about the little things.
Is that like Diablo, or is that different?
StarCraft is like Age of Empires, but space version.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Yeah. I just bought Age of Empires remastered on Steam.
Right.
Yeah, they did one and two, or whatever. So pumping that.
Wait, is it on computer? You're playing on computer?
Yeah. I had to buy like a graphics card. I'm using like a computer from like 1993, but I bought like a sick graphics card and a hard drive.
Wait, so is it just like cords from a graphics card sitting outside your computer?
Motherboard.
I had to get my dude, my roommate who's a genius.
He
built like a bomb to fucking like. Like, it's crazy. Like, but yeah, we got it working. We're playing 7 Days to Die. We're playing that.
Oh man,
yeah,
I think 7 Days to Die.
Dude. Don't, that's Mitch's trigger word.
Dude, I fucking went deep on 7 Days to Die a couple of weeks ago. Like gyrocopter, fucking
what?
On my own too.
I went to day 8 and I thought I was a god.
No, I was like, I had my own fucking mountain.
So you
and
just
then,
played for 8
Yeah, I had my own server even.
Wow.
And I got the server and I was like, oh guys, come play 7 Days to Die with me. And like one of them got it. Played it for about 10 minutes and then logged off.
It's good.
And then I had to cancel.
I played with my friends.
It's good when you play with your friends. I've never played with people, so that's probably better. But sorry, keep it.
But I was like, oh yeah, cool. So I got to cancel this like server because no one's playing it anymore. I was like, yeah, like I got it. I wrote this to the dude. It was pretty sad. I was like, yeah, I'm real excited to get this server, but turns out I don't have any friends, and they don't want to play this game with me.
That's gaming for you, right there.
I'm gonna cancel this account, please.
Out of pity.
That's great.
Yeah. How much was that?
It was like $30 in a month.
Yeah.
How much is it for the game?
It's like
I bought it.
Did you give him the full spiel?
And it's not even. It's like a beta.
Yeah.
Oh, just the new one. Oh wait, no. I'm thinking so. 7 Days to Die, $50. Have you played The Forest?
Yeah, I've got that too.
So that they just announced the sequel today.
Oh, really?
Which is like a full,
Is that like a woman's dead, mangled body?
Yeah. Finished that accidentally.
Oh, I can't. It's so hard.
Dude,
I can't beat it.
It's fucking like we were just like walking through this cave and then all of a sudden the fucking end of the game was right there.
Really?
And we were like, oh man, we were so excited because we got all this like shit. Well, oh man, this is gonna like make our base so much better, and like we're planning it all out, and then the game ends. I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah, because it's not like 7 days; like it ends.
Yeah, it's just like this giant fucking boss at the end, and you're like, oh, well then.
Oh, there's a boss fight,
dude. I won't ruin it for you, but it's fucking good.
There's no way.
It's throwing fetuses at you and shit. It's great.
I'm so
bad. Me and James used to play PUBG. When it got really big.
Yeah, I used to play fucking PUBG by myself. Yeah, I didn't even have you guys.
You're a loser that plays on Xbox.
Anyway, me and James convinced Jared to get PUBG and then quit immediately.
I remember that. No,
like 2 weeks after when it's, you can't return it on Steam. If you played under 2 hours you've had it for less than 2 weeks, you can return it and no questions
asked. Wait, did you ever play with him?
We played, I think, one game with
him. So you got him in like a little bit.
And he was like, can we play next week? And I'm like, I'm really busy.
I've just deleted it. I don't have Steam. Oh.
And now they deleted the Australian servers too. So now you can only play with Chinese people that are hacking with 400 ping.
Yeah. So that's why PUBG is so hard now on Xbox. I just got back into it like a week ago and I sucked. I was like, it wasn't this hard when I was playing it before.
It was a beautiful game. I loved it.
I liked PUBG. I liked it more than everything else. But I'm really into Apex. So.
Yeah,
Apex is good.
Yeah,
Apex is a lot more polished.
And they released a new game mode where you respawn, so they're changing it up.
Oh, cool.
I've just really.
I just want a good hunger. I like that Hunger Games, like type of game.
Yeah, For sure.
I want more of it.
Fucking, what's the arc?
You got to get the forest. Ah! Oh.
The arc, yeah, arc one, mod? Survival. The
that is hard.
Survival of the fittest?
I downloaded that, but fucking yeah. That is fucked.
That was literally Hunger Games. Like, your fucking face is up
yeah,
in the sky.
Yeah, you probably like that, Evan.
When you right. got killed, you had to play your fucking face and tell everyone you were dead. I played, like, yeah, one true. Game of it.
This is just a gaming podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Follow me at twitch.com/ yeah, really? Autismo Wizard. That'll be Autismo Wizard, AUTISMO Wizard. Also, follow me at mixer.com/ Autismo Wizard.
Follow me at twitch.tv/ Turbo Taint TV.
Oh, that's way better than mine.
Well, that is such a good name. Oh, man.
This really
I'm
turned
jealous.
Into how to not comedy. Because gaming.
And well, that'll do it.
Fucking break and come back.
A break and come. No, I'm going home.
You
no.
got
he's he's got to have a warm milk and go to bed.
Luke has left the area. He's had to find Luke's scaffolding gone. To brace himself on for the laugh.
Just Elliot's face. He was so genuine. Like, no, I'd like to not do that. Thank you.
I think he's scared of the saw doll rolling out from behind one of these fucking shutters. And
Elliot's never like he doesn't do well around men, like tools and things. Yeah. He doesn't do well. Yeah. He's got a collar on, a scarf. He's not doing that well.
I don't want to be here after dark.
Oh, dude. And saying that,
they've got 3D printers here cool. as well.
Nice. Oh. Mm, sweet.
Can we print a 3D clay of my penis?
Yeah.
I'll probably have to get hard though, because otherwise it's gonna be a small
grow and not a shell.
The detail might not really work.
Yeah,
100%.
It'll look like a key ring. Too.
Right now, I have the smallest penis on earth.
My friend was just talking about her partner, and it was the same thing. And she's like, "I'd never seen a penis like that before. She'd never seen a grow
yeah,
and not
which,
a shower."
Then we need to have more education.
I know.
Because
I will
not let a girl see it because one time I've done it, she was so shocked that I was like, "Am I this different?" Yeah, no. Like, no, I'm sure you've got a weird pussy
reveals,
bitch.
But a small penis reveals. Yeah. And they're like, "Oh,
my God." Yeah, I'm like the guy in porn. I look like the guy in porn, like, purposely has a small cock. That's just because mine's normal.
Yeah. Yeah, and she was like, she was shocked. She was like, I'd never seen a cock that small before. I was like, it's obviously not that small when
well,
he's
you watch
hard,
what happens now, bitch.
Yeah.
Luke's got a Japanese penis. It's all blurry.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I went down to Sydney. Do Sticks and Stones last Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
What is Sticks and Stones?
So Sticks and Stones is the
You'd
Chippo
love
Hotel.
It.
You would, yeah.
Oh man.
So, does anyone know Ben Elwood? He's like open,
yeah.
open for Stanhope a bunch of times. Anyway, he runs it with Todd Allen and Blake Mitchell, and it's a fucking good room. Like, you can say whatever the fuck you want, but if you say stuff that's fucked, like they're gonna call you out on it. And like heckle you or it's like they've got a gong, so if you say some really racist shit they'll just smash the gong and then be like right. what do you mean by that and then sort of like get you to fucking work it out.
Yeah,
they did like an ABC article on it. I don't know if you guys saw it. Harry Jun linked it in the Sydney comedy thing the other day, but yeah, it's just if you give that a read, I'll put the link to it in the description. Hey,
and is it open mic Sydney?
Yeah, open mic, so every Wednesday.
But no, is that where Harry Jun posted it?
Oh, yeah, open mic Sydney. But the article's pretty fucked. Like, it's just like, oh, it's just all these fucking white incels coming to do, like, fucked up shit. But
yeah, that's comedy, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd get used to it, guys. It's not going to change.
You don't want that slam poetry or something.
Yeah.
What should be?
I had fun when I did it that time.
It's yeah. Yeah, it's
it was fine.
It's good because you can just try out shit that you're just like, oh, I don't really want to say this on stage usually. Yeah. And then,
Yeah,
it's a good room. And it's not, it's like true open mic, so it's not like this sign-up shit where you've got to go online, fucking put your name in, and then if they don't like you, then they won't put you on. It's like your name goes in the bucket, and then at a certain point in the night, you'll get fucking called out, and then up you go.
Does everyone get called out?
Out of the bucket? Yeah, they'll go as long as they have to until everyone's been on.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which is insane.
Well, I guess if you get there later and they've got too many, they might be like, oh, it's going to go too long, but I've never seen that happen. There's always been, it's been wrapped up by like 10 or 11 and everyone's had a go.
Yep. Usually the guys sitting, like the hosts, are fucking like well and truly over it.
So there's people doing comedy and then the hosts are just like heckling them. It's kind of like, it looks like a death, like not death jam. It's that one that looked that ran. Don't worry.
It's kind of like Tony Hinchcliffe's
A bit like that.
Show.
Right. Yeah.
Sort of.
How much time do you get?
Four, usually, depending on how many people there is. Yeah. And then after it, they'll do like a little fucking talk with you for like a minute. Yeah.
Well, they usually
depend on how many people there
usually
are.
Usually heckle you in the middle and you'll have to do a minute dealing with the heckler as well.
Yeah. Depends on how it's going. But the crowd's encouraged to heckle as well. Like if if you're saying some shit that they don't agree with.
Yeah.
And then you've got to like back it up. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a fucking interesting room. I reckon everyone should go down and give it a go. If I didn't do that room and then I did the boat rowers out at Stockton, like I would have fucking died.
Yeah.
Like, worse than I did. Like I was not good, but at least I sort of stayed afloat a little bit. But fuck.
That's the main thing from tour is that like we rocked into the boat rowers and I wasn't. I mean, I can't speak for Luke because he was a coward, but I wasn't immediately like, oh, this is going to be so bad.
Yeah,
was,
James,
I knew
forgot
it was going to be bad.
He'd forgot that feeling because he hadn't done a set in a year. But he'll remember it soon when
How
he gets
many
back
sets
into
have
comedy.
You done since the tour, roughly.
I don't know. I just did that festival.
Just a humble brag there.
Booked on.
The no one came
humble
to.
Brag.
And you hate it.
So, yeah. Yeah, it was shit.
Oh, the music festival. That was fucked.
Yeah. Let's not fuck it.
Tragic. No.
To do comedy at a fucking music festival.
Yeah.
But it cannot go
it was
so
as,
well.
It was as bad as you could ever expect it to go.
Yeah.
You had to go get chairs. You had to steal
yeah,
a chair.
Yeah, they set up the chairs and then cunts just took them down to the... And I was like,
as you
you're at a festival. You're on MDMA.
Yeah.
Stand
yeah,
up,
actually,
you
that's,
fucking weird
yeah.
cunt.
Yeah. Well, no, that's because there's shit bands playing, though.
I
that
suppose.
Wasn't. Yeah.
Fucking at the boat rollers, there's this guy up the back, and he's like this massive, like Maori sort of dude. Like,
I remember that dude.
Yeah. And he's up the back, and he's like, Mitch is on stage, and he's like, this is the fucking funniest cunt I've ever seen.
Fuck yeah. That's mad.
This is just the guy.
So he just said that out loud.
Yeah. And he's like, this is the guy that you'd want to just fucking get pissed with and just fucking sit back and just laugh until you cry.
Fuck yeah. Okay. Like, that's mad.
I'll get beers. I got a beer bought for me that night.
Yeah. What?
I know.
So
I
you did well
it.
Then?
Mitch killed
no,
it.
No, I'm...
He
I did well.
He did better than everyone that night.
Damn.
He fucking destroyed it.
Fuck yeah. I did. No one said anything about that. That's good.
I didn't hear
about that. I don't brag about it because you just wouldn't believe me anyway.
That's fair.
Yeah.
No, I'm still good. Doubting you.
Yeah, no. Those are his people. Unfortunately, there'll never be a gig there again.
I know.
Is it being cancelled, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Adam's not
going
that.
No. The owner's up the back just shaking his head like, this will never fucking happen again.
Really?
Yeah. It was a
shit
show.
We're going to do the wash tub next.
Oh, up around the corner.
Yeah.
And then if it goes well there, then we can get him in competition with each other.
We could probably do a show here.
Oh, at the fucking shed.
Yeah, I reckon.
Probably.
Yeah.
They don't care. We'll do it off the mezzanine.
Fuck, that would be... That's... Yeah, nah, people looking up too much. It'd be a whole thing. Too much effort. It's like that's the fat man in me talking. It's like, oh man,
too much looking up.
Yeah, fuck. You just
is that my neck's gonna
yeah,
get
nah.
Worried.
Ellie, get off the room.
He's literally
he's
sitting
that
there.
Article, aren't you? Were you reading it?
Yeah, I was.
What do you think?
He so wasn't. Far. He was scrolling through Facebook,
oh,
watching videos,
shit. Jokes.
Yeah, I haven't read.
That's a good topic. Yeah. Anyone got a joke? It's like street people.
Anyone
written
any joke?
Two Jewish cunts walk into a bar. There's Holocaust everywhere. Fuck yeah.
Ow. Where were these jokes at the boat ride?
I don't know any.
Fucking destroyed.
This is the only street joke I like that I remember. What's red and sits in an apple screaming? Oh, I just fucked it up. I'm leaving.
What was the bit? What was the...
What a loser!
Well, tell us, Luke, what is red and sits in an apple screaming? No, I need to know.
Luke Dillon, a comedian!
What's red and sits in a tree screaming? A spastic apple. I did fuck it up, but that's one of my favorites.
Tell James that joke.
What's red and sits in a tree screaming?
What?
A spastic apple. I like that joke. What's black and white and lives in a tree?
What?
A piano.
I actually, this is funny. I went to visit my grandma.
What's a street joke you got? This is one.
I went to visit my
grandma rape fuck. Guys, no, I'm sorry. You guys are a great crowd. Rape fuck.
She goes.
I apologize.
Oh, yeah. One of, your dad was talking to one of those, the silly ones over at Margaret.
What? 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 There's no way that's what I think it is.
And I was like, did you mean disabled? Is that what you meant? And she's like, yeah, yeah, those ones.
I was like, the silly ones. Where's this going?
The Down syndrome. One. It's a bit silly.
My brother works with disabled people.
You mean silly people?
Yeah, the silly ones.
Yeah, that's. I'm sure that's the word now that we have.
They
to use.
Literally call them tards.
That was after Mongs.
Yeah.
Well, he went over to Michael's house the other day to mind him, and Michael likes to sticky tape his fingers to his nose. That's kind of his
fuck.
Thing.
That's funny.
So he comes to the door and. They're like, we couldn't tell him to take it off because he wanted to show you, specifically.
Like, look what I can do. Yeah,
that's good, Michael. That's awesome, man. He's like, all right, let's go. And then they start to leave the house. And like, no, he can't go out looking like that.
Well, so, he can. I mean, yeah. No one's going to say anything.
Like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, let's go.
Let him do what he wants.
If it makes him happy.
Yeah.
And then they went and bought a tent. And then he fucking took the tent into his room and set it up like on his bed.
Wait, Elliot couldn't set up a tent when we went up to this guy. He set up a tent?
Yeah. On a bed.
You're an idiot, Elliot.
You need a few extra chromosomes.
I think Elliot's a bit silly.
Jesus Christ. Oh.
He really couldn't set... Like, that is a 100% of fact that rebuttal, Elliot could not do that.
Rebuttal, Luke's gate.
Correct, but doesn't really help his argument. Continue. There's a silly man setting up a tent
on a bed.
Continue. That's where the story ends. That's pretty much it.
That's sad.
Got a photo of him. He's like,
is he still in there?
Probably.
He's just jerking off in the tent. Just...
Yeah.
Usually when you're in a tent, you hear like heaps of crazy noises outside the tent, but there's just noises coming from in the tent. Just like, caca!
This is his...
Like, we're in a house.
This is his
what
way.
The hell?
Auto-erotic asphyxiation. He's just like...
Just tapes his nose up and fucking just sits there coming.
Like Voldemort, just...
Yeah. Then there's an accident.
Like Voldemort, but with more coming.
Harry! I like being around Harry. The kids.
Fuck it, hell. Well, guys, welcome back to the How to Not Camp.
Have you not been here?
That was a quick
let's,
shit.
Let's introduce the
I'm
guests
jealous.
For today.
Yeah, for the first time.
I ate fish and chips for lunch, so it was like real oily. So I just slipped right up.
I take a shit. It's a 20-minute fair.
Just
like,
just
this whole thing.
The podcast for anyone listening. We got Ethan and Mitch, your hosts. James Connors. James Connors, a comedian.
Yeah.
Elliot Stewart, a comedian, and Luke Dillon.
A man eating.
A comedian.
Luke had his eyes closed and put little googly eyes in his eye sockets, and I don't know if it's racist, but I think it is. I don't know what
it wasn't racist until I said, "Hey, I'm Vietnamese." That's when it became an issue.
The funniest man in Newcastle, according to Adam Ronan. There you go.
Yeah.
Luke!
He'll never say it to your face.
No.
I'm going to say it to you now.
That's
grim.
That's
he's right. Put you
Luke,
down
the most
as...
famous comedian, and the other cunt, the most famous butcher.
We both have the same level of fame. Every time Adam mentions this, the whole crowd goes, what? And I was just on before him. They still have no idea.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think Elliot said that about me before, so that's two for two. I think Elliot was kissing up to Mitch Garling one day, and Mitch Garling had said I had a good set, and then Elliot was like, yeah, he's fucking great. But if Mitch didn't say that, he'd be like, fuck, Luke Dillard.
Mitch Garling had to come to my defense one time because Elliot was roasting me on some Facebook thing. I was like,
was that when you said... Can I do 5 minutes?
Yeah, do
and he said,
five.
I agree with Elliot.
Yeah. I do too. I think Garling was out of line.
What did Garling say? Out of line like, by coming to your defense.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, you actually did all right at the crowd. You're just trying to be nice. Like, you actually did all right.
I've seen one good set.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was you, but someone did okay. So.
You were there the night that someone had a good set.
He had a vowel in his name. I thought it was you.
Oh, I was thinking of Ethan Andrews.
Have any of you guys had Taco Bell yet?
No.
You haven't? Do you want to... Is that like a thing on your list?
I'll get it tonight.
Yeah. Right now. I'll probably smell like ass.
I'm going to...
Sitting in this...
Well, then you'll be fine at Taco Bell. With the Mexicans.
You smell like... Yeah.
At Taco Bell Australia. No. So...
Grim.
Who do they hire at Taco Bell? Are you going for a job?
You should get a job there.
If it was in the same complex as the other two, yeah, then I'd be working there.
No doubt. But freebies.
So I promise, I swear to you both, it tastes exactly like Old El Paso. Which I had it once in Brisbane, and I kind of thought that, but I was just loving it too much to really think that.
Yeah.
But now that I've had it a couple of times and I really analysed it, it's like they've come here, been like, well, these guys don't know what Mexicans are. But then they've seen, oh, they eat tacos. And then they've tasted and been like, well, this isn't what it's meant to taste like, but we'll give it to them. It tastes exactly like, it's crazy. And they have a bouncer there, which in case anyone goes nuts over an enchilada, they've got someone to step in. And also, they have... This is crazy to me. So I think like they have the thing where you can see into the kitchen where they've is fucked because it's just like
you don't
14
ever want
year olds that are sweating literally like with an ice cream scoop scooping something that's meant to be meat onto a tortilla. Like you shouldn't have to watch this.
This is coming from a dude who works at a kebab store.
Yeah. And I hate when people watch you make the kebab, like it's retarded.
Yeah.
So they're allowed to watch and it's a big thing. And then at the door when you leave they have a big bell that says ring if you're satisfied. So only obviously people with autism ring
this bell. I'm ringing that bell.
And they ring the bell and the whole kitchen has to go, yeah! I swear to God. Yeah. So you could go in there and just pretend you're retarded and just stand there ringing it. And they just got to go, like a roller coaster, just going to keep their hands up. But like you really want them to be honest and just like you ring the bell and one of them just be like, cunt! Like just say what they want to do. Number four was a fat bitch! Like they should be able to let out their anger if you ring the bell.
I'll tell you what's a good bit is you go in and you're like, oh, I'm not going to
buy
anything.
You go in, ring the bell and leave?
No, you're like, I'm not going to buy anything. Do you have a bathroom here? They point you to it, you come out, you just ring the bell.
Just took a big shit! It looked like the beans and cheese burrito. But like I don't shit. Like we went to restaurant Gordon Ramsay and like it's a tiny room and you're in like a tiny table and we had to buy a suit to get in there and you're just next to another couple, like it's so compact and it's not like I thought I'd walk in and it'd be this amazing restaurant. It's really not, like it's a tiny little very standard thing. I don't get to fucking see them make the like it comes out with gold and it's like steak in like the shape of a swan.
You should have taken.
But like, I don't get to see this.
Yeah.
But I get to watch the guy go like he's depressed. I see him sweat into my burrito, and I get to watch that. It's like great. Like I saw one guy there was because I've been there a lot. This is how garbage I am. I was standing there watching people, and there was everyone had a name badge on, and this one guy didn't have a name badge on because he's fucking cool. And like the manager comes up to him, and while everyone's watching, she like a mum like puts it on him, and then she's like, and he's just fucking watching because like 50 people are just looking at him. Yeah. Like it's so brutal.
It's like he's getting like prefect put on him by a teacher, and he's like, this is.
But it's like a demotion. So yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Fucking hell.
That lady's a cunt.
And she was like, yeah, young, and she just this is all her career will be is making tacos. So.
Where is it? Taco Bell.
Jasmine. So it's busy as fuck.
It's so busy.
I've never not like I've had to line up.
It's expensive. People in Jasmine can't afford it.
No, it's cheap.
Cheaper than Brisbane.
Yeah.
Because Brisbane was it was like
$2.50 for like a taco.
Right.
I think that's pretty like if you want to go the weird menu, it's probably like normal fast food.
Yeah, I'm going to wait.
The non-white trash menu.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Jasmine because it's where I got.
Yeah, I hate going there. Yeah.
Is there a drive-through?
No, because it's.
I got completely shattered on acid in fucking Jasmine, and like woke up the next day. And I was like, just trying to go down to Jasmine shops, but
that sounds like your fault.
I was coming,
not Jasmine's fault.
Yeah, no. But it's like everyone knew because it's Jasmine.
I shit myself on acid.
They were just looking at me like, we know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're just accustomed to it.
Yeah, staring into my soul. I just wanted some beers.
They should have put it at Glendale with a drive-thru.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been way better.
You said the Carl's Jr.
How fucking good is
Carl's Jr. sucks.
They've got drive-through only
and it
KFC.
Takes eight. Have you been there,
it's,
bro?
It's all right.
I haven't been there. I've
it
seen it on.
It takes longer than two of the other KFCs.
It takes 15
really?
Minutes
takes
for like a zinger.
I've been there twice.
Yeah.
Because I'm a garbage
person. And they're all shit at their job as well.
Well, they're all new. That's what
yeah.
they're all
no,
like 14.
No, they're not. Yeah. My mate works in head office KFC and he said after he went
yeah, but he's
it,
up there.
And it took like 15 minutes to get something. He was like, surely it must be new people. So he went into the database and found that they'd taken the best workers from like six stores and put them in together, but had no... Like, this is how
they
it's going to
work.
They
suck, dude.
They were just, like, thrown in there, like, you guys work it out. So it's just cunts in a box being like, what the fuck?
They were all, that was the thing. Like, everyone had a look of confusion. Yeah. Or they were like, is that chicken? Like, they just didn't know what was going on. It was crazy.
Yeah, no, it's because head office did nothing for them. And then they were just like,
it's
you guys
literally,
are right.
It is a building built so they can promote that app.
Yeah.
If you look at it, it's
yeah.
got three drive-thrus for the secret menu or like order online. So
oh,
that's
yeah.
from the app, and the yeah. app has a secret menu, blah blah. One for order here. It's a fucking drive-thru. Like
I always
it's literally
yeah.
a building for the app.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, guys. Can you just download your an app and just type into it on the way to the KFC? And if you make it there without dying in a car accident from using your phone, you get to wait 15 minutes for a burger.
Well,
that doesn't
you.
Seem like a good business
I just
model.
Want to go to the normal KFC. Like, I posted a I was in the the old KFC drive-thru and I put in it. Like, look, and the new drive-thru's sick. Everyone thought, like, it was it.
Yeah.
Like, that looks pretty weird.
Well, not everyone knows the KFC drive-thru.
Not everyone knows you're a comedian, Luke. But you're doing a gag.
what about your God gag the other night?
What one?
He screenshotted religion. Stuff, hashtag fuck your gods. And I was like, oh.
Mm,
you're
wow.
a real Ricky Gervais.
No, that was... Did you see what's going to happen, though?
Yeah,
oh, with the religious
you can call
thing.
Someone a fag and not get sacked. Pretty good.
You can call some. You can say they're going to hell, for, but like just for, they didn't even.
Trains.
They just walked into work, and you can go. You're going to hell. One of them was, you can tell disabled people that was an act of God.
It was a trial by God.
If you're a doctor and a transgender person comes in, you can be like, you fucked up.
You cunts made fun of me, but that's so insane. Like that's fucking.
Yeah.
They want that to, like that they want that to be a right that you have.
The Prime Minister.
We don't have
the
freedom
Prime
of
Minister.
Speech, but that should be a right. Fantastic.
No, but basically what they
fuck Israel Folau, fuck the Christians and fuck the Muzzies. That's what I'm about.
Muzzy more like Mozzie. Yes,
and I'm Muslim. Praise Allah.
Allah, he says.
Yeah, no, but at the bottom of the thing it said it cannot be used to offend or can be used with malice. It can only be in a positive context.
Yeah.
So you have to be like, hey guy, you're retarded, but it's God's God did this for you.
Yeah, like, you're a fag? Like, how are you gonna say fag in an
I love this faggot. What's going on, dude?
I love this faggot. He's going to hell.
It's so crazy. It's just I get that there shouldn't be. I'm on the side of there shouldn't be religious like if you were Muslim and I'm Christian, I should be able to discriminate against you in any workplace in social setting. But I shouldn't also be objected to your crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like
in
any way, shape or form.
Who like are these like people like actually are they actually believing that it's God doing, or do they just want to say faggot and be like, but God?
That is the eternal question.
Everyone that grew up, you know, who was in year three, like 12 years ago, they're like, we want to say the word again. We're going to convert back. We're going to become Christian. That's what they're like. You can
it's
say fag again.
White people were going Muslim because they thought you could say the N-word. But then they're like, we don't even know what that is. Like, wrong one then. We want a different team. Hindu? Is that a thing?
I think, look, just fucking open the floodgates. Let people say anything.
Like,
all or nothing. That's
but
the
that's
fucking...
not what it is. It's not all.
No,
it's,
I know.
It's
I know.
Specifically, I can call you a faggot. That's it.
Just, yeah.
Luke's just mad it doesn't include
only
the
if you're religious.
The G word.
I would become Christian if I could say the M word.
Oh.
Let's send that to fucking ABC.
Here's a good troll I did the other day.
But it might not pass, and that is a thing, but like, if it does, fucking Christ. Christ.
I like how they're like, yeah, the country's on fire, but...
Yeah.
what words can we use?
What? The country's on fire, but Israel just cost us 10 mil. We don't want to go through that again.
The country's on fire. There's rivers that have never gone dry in the history of Australia have here just gone dry the last 2 days as well.
Is this a fucking ABC? fucking program? What?
Yeah. Can you stop talking about nerds? Ethan's fucking troll on Facebook.
Have a look at that. So Clementine Ford, avid fucking feminist.
Yeah.
I posted this on the Aussie meme team, which is like, they're a bunch of bogans. But yeah, I just thought I'd give it a bit of a shit stir and post this on there. 370 fucking comments later. Like, it just went fucking insane.
And just roasting him.
Yeah. Well, not roasting me, just attacking Clementine.
Oh, they were attacking you too.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. I was reading
some of them. Yeah.
Look, I threw some jabs in too.
It's fucking insane, man.
Yeah, oh, dude.
Well, people just... What did you say?
I'll probably link it in the description.
Yeah. Talk about it. Here's what I said. Basically, Clementine Ford is like a powerful woman up to say this kind of thing, and like she's saying what no white man could.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I didn't either, but the people on Aussie Meme Team do.
They sure do.
And they fucking hate you. Yeah, when I got on there, it was basically...
I was angry about that thing that I saw for like 30 minutes, and then I just downloaded the new Pokemon. I was like, oh, I'm okay now.
Oh, no.
Good.
It was an experiment.
I'm just going to train up my Dottler. If anyone...
Oh, dude. Is that new Pokemon
like the
good?
Left getting triggered.
Well, I heard... The right getting triggered. Now back to a gaming podcast.
Yeah.
I heard it was shit for so... Like, I read reviews and people that I knew
They're
said it was
wrong.
Shit. I bought it. I thought it was
awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was... They've done...
Good troll, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how they've changed it at all?
Yeah. I think they've gone back to the old style, haven't they? Where
they
you
have,
capture...
but they've streamlined shit. So they've gone back to the old style. But like, remember how you had to train up every Pokemon one at a time?
Yeah.
Now they all get shit. XP. Everyone in your party gets XP when you win a battle.
Good.
So
you can just main one cunt like I used to.
You can, but you don't have to, like, the rest of your party isn't shit.
You don't have to get swapped.
So
them
you
out.
Do that.
And everyone always mains
like
Charizard.
Charizard and like a level 3 Pidgey.
It's not that anymore. Yeah. It's like, now your Pidgey's sick.
Yeah.
And they also, you don't have to go to a box to deposit and get out Pokemon. You can do it from, like, you press start and you can do it.
Oh, good.
Fuck yeah.
So, like, that just eliminates so many things. You don't have to teach a Pokemon fly, cut, or surf.
They just know it?
You just have, no, well,
you
just have technology.
Yeah.
Like, good.
You get a little bike and you have a thing that flies.
I got the bike in Pokemon.
Yeah. Well, it's like, what? Surf sucks. Who? Cut sucks. Fuck cut.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a fucking...
Yeah.
I was going to have a Zigzagoon on me that knows fucking cut all the time.
Yeah, no, all right.
And we're nerds.
I'm going to buy my wife.
But I bought Sword, and I'm into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah.
What's Sword?
So Sword, like Shield.
Sword and Shield.
They released the same game twice,
same
but they
like,
name it two different
one,
things.
And there's a blue one.
Which team are you on? Let's divide the public.
And I fell for it.
He bought both. I this.
$200 later. Now he bought Sword.
Ain't no Shield, bitch. Nah.
I didn't want to be a pussy.
Yeah, I wanted the dog with the sword in its mouth.
If it was, if it was a game and I got to pick, be a sword or a shield, I'm picking the sword. Like, who wants to be a... It's like if you're in a team deathmatch and you're like, oh, can I be a medic? Like, okay. What are you, a faggot?
I like being medic.
Yeah, so do I, actually.
What?
Battlefield 1, the fucking medic in Battlefield 1 was off his tits.
That's Battlefield 1, man.
Oh, dude, I had so much fun.
I just want to get kills, like...
No, you used to, because he had a semi-automatic rifle.
And then
so,
just a healing thing.
Yeah. So you could fuck cunts up and, stab people with syringes. I don't know, give them Hep C. All right,
this fucking horseshit's going on. Let's fucking end this.
Thanks for coming, guys.